Two of your stories. We're going to keep it rolling with a good friend of the group. This is the creator and host and producer of the show below, Logan Dean. And Logan, you can hug me.
Oh, I can hug you and stuff?
Yeah, but you can't kiss me. Baby. That's not cool.
Oh, I gave him a Hershey kiss earlier because he never lets me kiss him. I'm going to start by reading from Scripture. The power of creating worlds, controlling deities and dragons, and leading entire nations is in your hands. You are the master of the game, the rules, the setting, the action, and ultimately the fun. This is a great deal of power. Use it wisely. This book will show you how. The first time I read those words were from this very book, this very copy, when I was 12 years old, standing in a B. Dalton, having the mind blown out of the back of my fucking head. It was around December 2000, and I was Christmas shopping, and I'd been given a crisp $20 bill to spend on whatever I wanted in B. Dalton Books, which was my all-time favorite store. I'm going to do a little explaining for the podcast audience. I'm holding the third edition Dungeons & Dragons Dungeons Master's Guide. It's a blue book, large in scale, with a keyhole right in the middle of it. This book brought countless dreams to life in the fact that it made me know how to create them, make them real. On the back of the book is a key inscribed into the actual cover. It looks cool as shit. Like, as a 12-year-old boy walking into a fucking bookstore, this is what you're gonna pick up. I've talked on the podcast before about how, like, the mid and late 90s were, like, the coolest time to be alive. Mostly because 80s kids were growing up and you got all their cool shit for really cheap. Like, I used to go buy G.I. Joes at yard sales for, like, a dollar a pop. Yeah, they didn't weren't in boxes, but I could fucking play with them. Like, that was the point. When I was seven, in 1995, I spent $3 on a beat-to-shit copy of HeroQuest, which is, to this day, my favorite board game. And that is my first role-playing experience ever. In the game, you play as a wizard or a barbarian, an elf or a dwarf. Races, not classes, but well, it's okay. And one player plays as a DM. I still have that copy of HeroQuest, and I'm always looking to put it back together because it was missing a lot of pieces. But it was that type of storytelling that really got me out of my comfort zone. I was what most people nowadays call an indoor kid. In that I spent a lot of time watching In Search Of, hosted by Leonard Nimoy, and I really liked the Discovery Channel before it was all World War II documentaries, and kids sometimes threw rocks at me. One time a shoe. I don't know why you need that, fucker. Looks like I won that one, but It was games like that. My brother and I would play them, and some of the neighborhood kids who were shittier. But we would play these games and be out of our heads and be out of our comfort zones, and it was those things that really lit up my imagination and let me know that there were places I could go in my own head that were better than where I was. It wasn't that my life was shitty, and it wasn't that my family was terrible, because they're not. They're awesome. They're probably going to listen to this, so you're great. Please don't disown me. It was just that I was alone, and it made me feel not alone. When I read those words in this book, it made me want to get out of that comfort zone of my aloneness and find other people to share it with. And it was those words, specifically the words, "This is a great deal of power, use it wisely," which resonate with me to this day. As someone who tells stories and jokes and makes things, not really for a living, because it doesn't really pay very well, but as a hobby and as something, as a passion, that's the word. Thanks, Eric. As a passion, that makes it all worthwhile. So yeah, you have that power. Use it wisely. Thanks.
Thank you, Logan. Logan, usually I host the show, like I sit in your seat and I come up from that side. You got me all thrown off tonight. What's going on? What are you doing? But I do want to say, B. Dalton is for sure, like, it's cooler than Walden Books, right? Like, my mall had both and I always spent more.
Totally, fuck Walden.
I don't know why, but B. Dalton's just so much sweeter.
Dude, that stupid sign, B. Dalton was cursive.
Yeah, that's true. Cursive's legit. That's how you know they were for real. Yeah. None of that backlit white bullshit.